Task committee meeting in order.
All day Monday.
And in attendance is Senator Adams, Jones, and Fisher. We have one item of business that's supposed to be coming before us, is Senate Bill 136, which is a carryover. It's an act establishing Alaska Education Trust Fund and authorizing advanced tuition payment contracts to provide for an effective date. In the packet is three substitute for Senate Bill 136, Hess 32889. And Paul, why don't you come to the table? I'm at this stage not even quite sure what our concerns are anymore.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I know you're not going to hear Senate Bill 100, and I thank your aid for calling us, but I did have an amendment that I'd like to just hand out, and so put it in the people's packet for next time we have it up.
Okay, so Senate Bill 100 went out. And the question that I had was, did the framer, did we have the right words? That went out already.
Oh, it did?
So I would suggest finance is where it's going now, yes.
Very good, okay, that's fine.
I thought there was some big difference, but it wasn't.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, where are we?
For the record, my name's Paula Terrell, Senator Fertula's office.
What was the house?
I think what you're asking is, what are the changes that are made in the CS? The first one, on line 20, page 1, when it talks about what the fund is consisting of, we've eliminated, the CS eliminates legislative appropriations to the fund. That was a concern that Senator Kelly had expressed. There were two other changes. Excuse me, I just have looked at the... okay. On page 5, section 2, line 25, this was the amendment that Senator Kurtula was suggesting, which basically says that no contracts will be entered into until a tax determination is made. And the third, and I think the only other change, is also on page 5, it's talking about an advanced tuition payment contract may be terminated by, and there's been additional language, number 5, if the commission determines that the number of purchasers is insufficient to maintain the fund on an actuarially sound basis. In other words, if it's not cost effective, the contract may be terminated. And that is also reinforced in number 6, which was always there, under other circumstances determined by the commission. That this sets it out in statute so that it's there. And those were the three concerns, and I worked with Roxanne and Senator Duncan's office. And I think those are the only changes that I know of.
Yes, what we've done, we've taken out on the original bill, line 20, which said legislative appropriations to the fund, that's no longer there. And then on page 5, line 5, 6, and 7 is new. And on page 5, lines 25, 6, 27, 28, 29 is new, tax determination.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out.
Yeah, we eliminated
legislative
appropriations.
Yeah. Doesn't concern whether we even start pumping money or something like that. Still looking it over yet? Are we coming through? Ryan, do you want to come up, please? And I guess the question was, do we have any idea as to how many people we're going to have, how many we need to make apply, or
I'm sorry.
Anybody?
Let me go to this side so I can see my folks. I'm sorry. What's the question?
I'll tell you one thing about Paula. Every time she's at the table, there's always something comes up that's a little bit controversial, whether it be birth certificates, you know, making money for the state, or this, or what. She's got her job.
I hope you're not going to blame me for all this.
No. Life is
interesting.
Yeah, that's right. That's what makes our day.
This is my third time today.
Oh, no. is there anything that you have that kind of indicates about how many people we might have getting in, or how many it might take to get it started?
Well, I think that the first question, do we have any sense of the amount of people that would take advantage of this? No. I think with a permanent fund dividend, there is a good indication that really is an incentive that no other state has. I received something just recently about Michigan, and they determined that the vast majority of the folks who use the tuition payment plan in Michigan were middle-income people. I think we may find something different here because of the permanent fund dividend. Your second question is the amount of people that we would need. I thought last time we were in the neighborhood of 300 or 400, and would certainly cover the costs. I really don't know how many people.
What's the purpose of this bill? Can't you do this at on your own as a parent with a permanent fund dividend of your children, such as my two children? We just put them in the savings account for their tuition.
Yes, I may. Yes, Mr. Chair. You can do that. And I think the advantage of this bill and those in other states talks about the notion of peace of mind. You may even get a better interest earning by putting in a CD or something. What this does, this guarantees that the student would be able to attend the University of Alaska irrespective of the tuition increases over the years. So, and most of these are, I think, developed with that notion in mind.
Yes, I already have a peace of mind without this piece of legislation.
You know, if we start this thing and we cap it at $500 for some reason, then it would be a good reason for somebody to get into it with their dividend check, maybe. I mean,
if you cap tuition?
I guess what I don't quite understand, and I would assume actuarially it's going to come out, but if you have a child that's already 6 years old or 12, can they still get in just by contributing? Well, at what stage are they going to say no? Because if you get in when you're 12, 6 years later you get a full ride through college.
Well, you pay a lot more money, however.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so no. It's just not the dividend check.
Indeed.
No.
We would ascertain the amount of money you would need. If you're 6 years old, it'd be less money. If you're 12 years old, it'd be a lot more money.
Okay. Any other questions about this life-saving bill that Senator Adams referred to?
He said peace of mind.
Oh, peace of mind. Peace. Is there anybody else that wants to testify before we make sure? Okay, then the public hearing is really closed. So now, what do we want to do with the... We ought to adopt, I guess, the committee substitute.
I've got a question.
Yes. Okay, why don't we adopt it first? Any objection? Okay, so we got committee substitute Senate Bill 136, S-32889. Senator Kelly.
Do we have something in here that allows people to use permanent fund checks to pay these things? Have we got...
Yes.
Is there something?
Excuse me.
Paul?
Yes,
Paul?
Through the chair. Yes, line 17, page 1, Senator Kelly. The fund consists of permanent fund dividend on cash contributions, et cetera.
Yes, Chairman.
Yes, Senator Adams.
May I respond to the Senator? His godson presently has a savings account where he puts up his permanent fund dividend on a yearly basis. It's one, he doesn't need this piece of legislation to do that. So.
Well, I
and you haven't given a cent to that little godson.
Well, you're saving all that silver I gave you. And you understand I expect you to go to Harvard, not the University of Alaska.
And I'll tell you, though, in 16 years, the University of Alaska will probably be a higher rating than Harvard.
Then that's where he should go.
That's a sense of godfather.
Well, any other comments? Why don't we move the bill, then?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask for consent to committee substitute Senate Bill 136 Hess. We move that to committee with individual recommendation.
Any objection? So it's out, and with that, we're going to adjourn.